Hi everyone, Sandman here. This video was brought to you by a donation from Tyler. He didn't give me a topic, so I wanted to discuss the 10 ways that women make men poorer, and towards the end I'm going to discuss the censorship of Rumble and X, formerly Twitter, thanks to Russell Brand. I had a hunch he was just a useful idiot, or an excuse for the government to try and cancel all tech platforms that threaten the government's official narrative. But first let me go over the 10 reasons women make you poorer, and not just the financial ones. The first thing you lose when you get into a relationship, or even when you're put in the friend zone, is your time. You have to talk to her in the morning and at night to make sure that she's feeling all right, and so that she maintains interest in you so she doesn't stray and look for another guy. Not to mention you're going to have to spend 2 or 3 days a week hanging out with her. Let's not forget all the time you spend going to and fro from her place to yours. You've also got to spend your weekends with her family and friends. The bottom line is that when you're in a relationship, you become time poor. For me, most of my life creatively, and with regards to new business ideas, came about when I was single, and then I would coast off my creativity during relationships. The second way that women make you poor is by giving you poor health. All that stress from nagging, worrying that if you don't earn more money, she's gonna leave you, or all your anniversaries is just too damn much. I remember finding little tips and tricks to remind myself of anniversaries, like programming phone alarms, and women absolutely hated that. They thought that it was cheating to have an alarm to go off to tell me that the anniversary was approaching. It's not about the anniversary for them. It's about putting you on edge constantly, worrying that it's going to come up and that you'll forget. They want you distracted so you don't notice all the naughty stuff they're doing in front of you, right there in plain sight. Number 3, you become savings poor. It's not just about spending on women on dinners and flowers and having less savings in general, but it's also about the government's debasing of currency to bribe female voters. All that deficit spending requires quantitative easing and money printing, which is just a fancy term for counterfeiting so the governments can bribe women with mostly men's saved money. Say, for example, there are $4 in the entire economy, and you have all of them. Suddenly the government prints an additional $4, and you now get 6, and the government has 2. You think you have more because you have 6. But you only command 75% of the economy now. I know it's a bad example, but I'm trying to give you examples of how insidious it is. Our economy should be deflationary instead of inflationary. Prices should be falling as technology makes things cheaper year after year. The governments now want to tax robots and AI to give women welfare and universal basic income, instead of letting technology drop the prices on everything, making the money in our pockets equal more purchasing power. A good example is of me spending $600 on a laptop recently. I bought a similar level one for $800 in 2008. The reason I had it for so long is because I only used it primarily for traveling to do backup files, use Google Maps, and then send nav instructions to my phone and surf the internet. That new laptop, that's 100 times faster, I only paid $600. But $800 in 2008 would be the equivalent of $1,000 to $1,200 in today's money. So basically I paid half price for the new one in today's purchasing power. Basically, the government prints to give women goodies at the expense of the purchasing power of your savings. What you see happening is women become the majority of politicians to money. I see increased taxation, debasement, capital control, printing of money, and eventually communism. I'll get to the other 7 ways that women make you poor in a moment. But first, let me tell everyone about today's sponsor, Moneyline Investments. This is a premier sports service. If you're interested in making sustainable remote income instead of women stealing your income, then this service is for you. It has a proven track record of getting its clients an average of $1,600 a month with only a $100 investment. The more you invest, the more you make. If you want to make money daily, sign up with MoneylineInvestments.com and use my promo code SANDMAN for 15% off your first subscription. If you sign up for the monthly package, you get a 100% money-back guarantee if you don't profit from their 3-step system. What are you waiting for? Sign up at the sponsor link down below. Anyways, now back to ways women make men poorer, but you feel rich because you're in love, Clown World Show. Number 4, you're poor when it comes to your risk-taking behavior, especially when you're married. You have to play it safe, or you have to play not to win, but instead not to lose, so you don't lose her. I've heard dozens of times from my father how he wanted to take financial risks that would have paid off greatly, but couldn't because of my mother. If I was married and had a mortgage and kids, I couldn't play to win by taking crazy risks buying Bitcoin or buying investment properties or tech stocks because it would make the wife feel uncomfortable and she would take that emotional upset out on me. What does that lost opportunity cost to you? No wonder the elites don't want men going their own way. Because when we do so, we buy up the assets that they want for themselves. Instead, when you're married or common law, you tend to choose the safer investments like dividend stocks, your family residence, government bonds, and over time you lose out to inflation. Investing in things with heavy volatility are the only assets that typically protect you in the long term from inflation. But in the short term, they won't protect you from a woman's emotional wrath. Number 5, you're poor mentally. When you fall in love, your IQ drops, and that's what I noticed. And what little brain power you have after work is usually used to entertain her, like you're her dancing monkey. In a relationship, you also have less time to think, and when you do, your mental reserves have been depleted from working overtime or all the other things she demands of you. Number 6, let's not forget that women make you poorer after a relationship ends, especially if you're married. There's the alimony payments after divorce. This and other post-relationship costs are not something most guys ever think about. All they think about is how that won't happen to them. Number 7 are the social costs. You're poor socially because you're likely to lose your relationships with your male friends. Unless they also have a girlfriend and then you do couples things. Women monopolize your social time because they love the attention you give them. But it comes at the cost of your social life suffering. Number 8, let's not forget your hobbies. Many women throw out a guy's collectibles, or at the very least force them to store them away or sell them. Could I really have spent $20,000 on Lego and vintage G.I. Joes over the last 4 years if I was in a relationship? Probably not. That would have been seen as too much money that could have been spent on a vacation. I would also travel quite a bit and make videos, which is or was a pseudo-hobby, and would I be able to do that if it was in a relationship? No, well, at least I wouldn't be able to film enough footage while away to make enough money to make it a pseudo-business. Whenever I did travel on my own, while in relationships, I would always get criticized and shamed by my significant other's family members. Remember that my hobbies and things that I buy hold or grow in value. Women typically buy crappy candles and furniture for the house, which get devalued pretty quickly, yet your money has to support such depreciating assets. Number 9, you also get poor when it comes to your personal space. So even if somehow you get to keep your hobbies, they're usually relegated to the attic, garage, or basement. Not to mention that if you're in the highest levels of being an introvert like myself, living with someone and not having adequate personal space gives me terrible anxiety. Again, a health issue which triggers IBS and other symptoms. I can't live with anyone ever again. Finally, number 10 and the last one, which I think is the most important one right now, is how women are making men information or knowledge poor due to censorship. A great example of this is the freedom of speech issue surrounding Russell Brand a while back, and how an English female politician tried to get X and Rumble to demonetize him for unproven allegations. I said a while ago that big government was going to censor the manosphere once alt tech started to beat out YouTube. As more women become politicians globally, they'll go after and censor the manosphere, among other things. Guys like Brand, I think, are a scapegoat for them trying to shut entire platforms down or have them demonetized. We're in an information war. If we lose the manosphere and guys like Brand, as well as other truth spreaders, then they will censor the financial gurus next after that, that speak about the dangers of fiat currency and which assets to buy to protect yourselves from devaluation. Then you'll start to see CBDCs and financial repression as more people try and escape the money printing madness. You have to get ready to leave your country if they implement those and cash in all your assets into things that can't be confiscated with the click of a mouse. As fiat currencies collapse and women-run governments, they'll probably try pulling FDR executive orders to get assets that can't be inflated away. I think they're doing this now because recently Twitter monetized and has been paying me and thousands of other people for posting and reposting, not to mention Rumble as well. Women and their politician simps will print to steal value from you, but if you buy the assets when they print, then you can protect yourself. You can also use their own tricks against them, but you have to understand how they operate. First, they raise interest rates and crash asset prices and people panic and sell them to stronger hands. That's why I've kept some cash on the sidelines until there's a crisis, and they drop interest rates again, and then I'll take my full position. Also remember that stocks are no longer dependent on the economy and growth, but instead they're dependent on quantitative easing, i.e. money printing. Women will not only try and censor information about female nature, alternative health, and conspiracy fact channels, but they'll also censor money itself. I'm sure that in the future, your social credit score will go up as you spend money in flowers for your special female in your life or baby diapers because the state needs new slaves. I don't know the future, but I hope that we win. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Tyler for the donation, and I hope you enjoyed this topic. Don't forget to smash the like button, the way that women will smash all of your free time, space, and thought to smithereens. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, MGTOW.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. If you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45. And I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the men that think getting married is a good thing after hearing the 10 ways the women make men poorer away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.